कृष्णेति मंगलनाम
कृष्णेति मंगलनाम
should be so from this the prayers of Muchukunda we are discussing, and Nashta Mangala is the one word, you know? The Mangala is destroyed if Krishna's name is not there. Krishna says that now I am leaving the planet, so all the Mangal things will be destroyed, auspiciousness would be destroyed, and that is we are seeing the example, you know? So here the remedy is shown. Krishneti mangala nama.
Krishneti mangala nama.
Krishneti mangala nama.
Krishneti mangala nama.
Yasya vachi pravartate. It's very easy. Krishneti mangala nama means Krishna and etc. These auspicious names. Yasya means on those whose tongue these names are dancing, you know, Yasya Vachi Prabhupada. Then three things they achieve is given in the next slide. Krishneti Mangala Nama.
Krishneti Mangala Nama.
Krishneti Mangala Nama.
Krishneti Mangala Nama.
Yasya Vachi Prabhupada.
Yasya Vachi Prabhupada.
Labhastesham. Jayastesham, Kutastesham, Tarajayah, Labhastesham, Jayastesham, Kutastesham, Parabhavah. The meaning is clear. They always achieve everything, that is Labhastesham. On those whose tongue the name is dancing, they achieve everything. Then, Labhastesham, Jayastesham, they are glorified. And Kutastesham Paraja, how can they be defeated in anything? This is the importance of the name. And same thing is repeated again in Shikshashri also. Then in that Madhura Madhura Bhyopi, the same thing is repeated. Madhuram Madhure Bhyopi, Mangalam Mangale Bhyopi Mangalam, Pavane Bhyopi Pavanam, Hare Namaiva Kevalam. Astamba Brahma Paryantam, Sarvam Maya Mayam Idam Jagat. Satyam Satyam, Param Satyam, Hare Namaiva Kevalam. Ah Brahma Astamba Paryantam, means from Brahma to lowly grass, all the living entities are full of illusory energy. He says Satyam Satyam Param Satyam. It's only one Satya is there, and that is Hare Namaiva Kevalam. But somewhere or other, our faith dwindles, you know. That we should not really allow to happen. Our faith always dwindles. And faith should not dwindle. There is some hope that we should get a word in the morning. Because it's very difficult. Today is a bit warm, so we felt like coming out, you know. Otherwise, at least inside the room we should get up. Inside our own place we should get up. And chance few rounds early in the morning. As I told you, that the urja is now. Urja means the strength of the sun rays is before the sunrise. The sun throws the energy before it rises. Any great person, if he comes, then you know the first police car comes. Then some motorcyclists come. Then again police car comes. And then we know that now he's following. So after some time he goes away. This is how sun is also great. Surya Narayan is known as. The sun is the only thing created by Krishna to save this planet, material manifestations. many millions of sons we have. Fortunately, we have one son in this universe. Without the son, we cannot really survive for a few moments also. Even if the sun is not there, the energy is flowing. We may be in the dark at night, but the energy of the sun is flowing all around. So this is how, please try to concentrate somehow or the other. So guru, so pita chapi, vandhu pisaha. Guru, pita, mata, sa mata, vandhu pisaha. Shikshay, chet, sadasan, smartum, hare namai vakyodam. Again and again it is repeated. So it cannot be false. There are so many instances in which names have really saved the persons. This, our Patit Pavana was nearly gone. He was unconscious for 2-3 days. You know. How he can come back, I don't know. Even now I don't understand. But because his age was young, so somewhere he could tolerate that strong blow. And so again Krishna is there. Otherwise they don't eat. Only their staple food is rice. And in that also, the group who comes from Trivandrum, they are really hand to mouth. You can see their figures. Hardly they have some rice to eat. And on top of it, there are worries. You know, the high prices are there, the employment is not there. So full of worry. Worry kills the man. Really, anxiety is very bad. And in order to get rid of the anxiety, we must have the shelter of. And this Patitavana, in addition to that, he serves in the temple, which is a demigod temple. But at least demigods are also higher than the materialists. So this is how some or the other he has in the touch. And he is very sincere regarding following Krishna consciousness. Chanting, I don't know whether they get time or not, but they are very favorable. So only just the favorable attitude has really saved him from this death blow. It was near death. If any Gujarati would have been there, he would have just passed away on the spot. As soon as he falls down, well, this Gujarati is our Kadi man. Ani Kadi, Patra, that's it. I mean to say, our food is also not delicious or not really up to the mark. But even then we also survive. They also survive. Then our Lalita's father is so easy to see that after he started chanting. Now yesterday also that he was telling that his wound is healing. It takes a long time in old age. But even then, Naam has helped him. Again and again, Naam has proved that Naam is all in all. And even then we don't, and particularly under different engagements of the material life, we fail to get up early in the morning. That's the thing. Just to get up early in the morning is also very beneficial. Because that is how unknowingly you get the, in bed we may not get the energy. Because in bed we are lying. So the energy just flow away. But as soon as you get up, you confront with the energy. And as soon as you confront with the energy, there is a reaction of our body with the energy of the sun. And that's why Brahma Muhurta is very powerful. This confrontation with the energy gives us the energy. And again, the movement is there in our body. More fast movement is there. As soon as you get up, you walk here and there, you wash yourself, you know, get ready. So it's all this movement is there. You walk here and there. Unless we are really sincerely attached to the names, we'll never be careful. And then the second thing is, because the devotional service is absent, the tolerance is minimum in our life. Devotional service only gives us the tolerance. Otherwise, you cannot tolerate it. It's not on the tongue. Or if it is on the tongue, we don't mean anything. There's nothing. Really, to taste Krishna's name, association is required. Farewell association in the beginning is required. Once you taste, then you can be on your own. So we all, jivas, we hanker for the association. And unless there is favorable association, we cannot have faith in the name. And that's why Prabhupada was very kind to me, the temple communities. Very favorable. Otherwise, without the community, we don't know really, we would not feel. And slowly the low tide is there. Once there is a high tide, low tide is bound to follow. So in this, our devotional service, there should not be low tide. So for that always we have to associate. Or at least offer our association to others who have weak faith. That's it. And this is needed really. For our upliftment also we require it. So this is why Prabhupada has written so many thousands of purports just to prop up our faith. Otherwise the faith, we always lose faith. And then what happens then, being materialistic ourselves, we always seek some entertainment in spiritual matters also. So that is how we are consumed by faithlessness. If the entertainment is not there, then we shun. So please, these attitudes have to be controlled somehow here. And you people are young enough. A young age is really favorable for these things. Young mind is very favorable. If the mind is young, then it can receive any blow. But now, because she is a lady, as Shastras say, the ladies cannot survive without men. If man had been there with her, she would have just tolerated everything, or he would have forced her to tolerate. But the man was upset, lady couldn't cope, and then ladies, as their nature is, they're more attached to material things than the men. So all these scriptures prove many times that they are correct. But now the trend is going against the scripture of the natures. And that's why these Muslims, you know, they stick to their Sharia law or whatever they call it. They don't change it. Something of that type should be with us. We are really prone to change. So many changes are there. So many changes are there. And ladies, as soon as they are without the support of male, they are unsafe. And then they can't cope with these things. Or she had plenty of money with her. She could have flown, but how to fly with all that? So was it a bed or what was she carrying?
Lot of bags.
Beds?
Bags.
Bags. Yeah. So should be some pieces here and there.
Many bags. A lot of pieces, several pieces.
How many bags here?
Impossible to carry. Six. Two are little big.
American size. In the plane also, if you have American passport, they allow you more to carry. I don't know, it's very strange. And if we have British passport or any other passport, then restriction is there. But Americans can take a bed into the plane. Anyway, without the respect of Americans, we are envious of them. But the thing is, in all this muddle, whatever the situation may be. Our distance must be to the minimum that we should bear. Out of all this incident, the distance should not be in the life. And why the disturbance is there? Because excessive attachment is there. Excessive attachment means disturbance. In that Ayurvedic book that doctor has really mentioned very clearly, the excessive attachment and lording it over the things increase the cough. Really it is correct. And now excessive attachment, there is no food, and cough is increasing. So that lady will be suffering like anything till she goes to Bombay. She should be reaching Bombay now, I think. Within 1-2 hours.
Direct
to the airport. She would have to throw away everything.
But on airport she is going to, I think maybe some arrangement to keep the luggage. And again the extra material she has going to be sold or something.
Man, in airport there is no market.
She has some contact.
She has some contact.
She is a very smart lady. She is not She always get the job free with all those people. She has some contact. She is going to call them.
So she knows what she is doing. It's alright. Don't worry. Now we should not worry about it. Anyway, our point is the chanting. If with chanting, then maybe some cleverness is there and she has some idea how to adjust everything. So that's why she took everything with her. It's alright, our place is empty, we are free. The thing is, our chanting goes on without no hindrance. The luggage or what we call, there is no arrangement in the things. That also hinder our chanting. And that's why those who are following the spiritual path, the first thing they have to do is to organize themselves very neatly and cleanly. And every moment we should shed off the unnecessary things. There is much needed in this age, wherein so many bills come and so many papers come. Grantha is there daily. How many Grantha papers we have? I have one box full. And maybe I have read once. That's it.
Me too.
Yeah. But so many people, and when they were canvassing about the computers, that was the point, that it would reduce the use of the papers. On the contrary, our experience is the papers are lavishly used. Anyway, whatever situation is, it is there. So we should get rid of it or keep it in a safe way or some way, so that we can refer in time. So our things have got to be organized. Otherwise the pile of things will be there, and we don't know what we have, we don't know what we lack, and we buy again the same thing. This is our thing. So this will reduce our love. Our gain for chanting will be completely vanished. Then we do mumble, but we don't gain anything. And the mumbling is there, that's it. He moves the head and then he sleeps away. We all in the morning get up, these are devoted, and then for the whole day they are tired. So while sitting, they just take a nap also. But even then, Krishna welcomes this. Occasionally nap also he allows. And none of the fault of the devotees. They are stretched. You feel lucky. One Sunday is gone, for the whole week I am snoring. When the duty is day in and day out. I don't know how Gadadhar manages. He's always up. Our Gaunasundar is a wonderful. He's seventh wonder in the world. Every day, and every day alert. He is never sleepy. He is never lazy. Never. This is the quality of the devotee. I don't know how to. He should be worshipped. He should sit on Vyasa. And he should be president of the temple. Because such detached and very hard-working president will force everybody to work. Please, these qualities are quite nice. And these boys have proved that daily they are doing this. They are doing this. Vishnu Seva was lazy, really. But now since last so many days, since our transport has broken down, Vishnu is really on his heels. He should be cursing the transport man. He must be suffering by your curse. But Vishnu from 6 o'clock in the morning to 3 o'clock in the afternoon is very busy. And nothing to praise, otherwise too much praise, they will spoil them. But the thing is, this all stems from the service attitude, and service is the devotional service. And devotional service means chanting to approach Krishna. Eh? What is it? In our Nam Namakari. This you have given a very nice opportunity for us to approach you through the names, but I am unfortunate. Yes. We approach you, and as soon as we do it, then our faith increases. I am sorry to take your time. We should start chanting. Yeah. Come on, recite the verse. Krishna ite mangala nama.
Krishna ite mangala nama.
Yasya vachi pravartate.
Yasya vachi pravartate.
What language? You know, vachi, vacha. Vacha from vachi. This is our speech. Krishna ite mangala nama.
Krishna ite mangala nama.
Yasya vachi pravartate.
Yasya vachi pravartate.
As soon as the names are dancing on our tongue, then three things are there. La japa. Lab te. Ja, jaya. Lab, jaya, and paraja. Three things are there. Lab, jaya, and paraja. So take out the one thing. One word. La japa. So lava stesham, jaya stesham, kuta stesham, paraja.
Parajaya.
Parajaya. Parajaya means defeat. The devotees can never be defeated. Because for them the defeat is also mercy of Krishna. That's why they don't have any defeat. Because when, what happened that there was a temple in London, in Bari place. And it was a very small temple, but it was a unique temple. You know? They had brought the wood from Norway at that time. And big logs of wood they got, and they had carved the temple, the wooden temple was there. In the room, it was fixed. So it was really pleasing in the middle of London city to go to the wooden place. It was like a very primitive temple. And that type of temple was there, and it was completely soundproof. No sound can go, it was on the ground floor. But no sound can go outside. It was so very nicely prepared. Then those devotees were very nice. They had carved the wood, and wood was fixed so nicely, the sound will not go outside at all. But even then the residents complained that there is too much noise. In that time, hardly the people will go to the building and come out. Very few people were there. And they were habituated to have a very peaceful life. So in this building only, hundreds of devotees will go and come. So they couldn't tolerate that. Noise was not coming out. Inside is Allah. You know, it's all the kattas and drums. Inside is so noisy. But they couldn't tolerate this coming and going out. That is the only building when people will go in and come out. And with all the prasadam thalis, you know. They will sit on the road. It was a scene. And then they were particularly not to throw the dishes on the road. But even then few dishes here and there. So Jadwal also complained. The sweeper also complained. All forces joined the complaint to the corporation. So one day we got the notice, you know, that you are too much nuisance in the area. So you have to close. So we tried, you know, Prabhupada was there, so he said, please try. Krishna, if Krishna wishes, we'll get the permission. But eventually we couldn't get the permission. So Prabhupada said, now we are defeated, but Krishna wants us to be defeated. So Krishna has some other thing in mind. And really it was like that. That place was closed, and we didn't have any place in London. And the prices of the buildings were going very up. So we couldn't rent the building. What to talk of buying the building? So it so happened that in Soho Street at the moment we have temple. Those two buildings were available because the pubs were not running there. There was casino and pub in those two buildings. And some of the other, they were losing money. So this Hare Krishna, they called at that time. So Hare Krishna is very easy to deal with, they saw. So our people, this Ranchod, he is still there, he is Ravada disciple. So he approached them and convinced them that we are not really in trouble, but we want these two buildings. So then, how much money can I get? We don't have anything, get out. I don't know, why should you come here? And then, somebody, then again another devotee went and he said, we are arranging some money. Ah, if you have money, then come. And somebody, the deal was done. And it was exorbitant price that time also. And did not have any single penny. And with great difficulty we had Kichli. So wanted to go buying the building in the middle of the city. So somewhere there the deal was done and we applied for the loan. And loan people also, they were hesitant, but nobody was asking loan that time. So we were the only people who were asking very high loan. So they were really lured by the interest rates and interest income. And we didn't have idea at all that how we are going to repay. But he just took the loan. And those two buildings were bought then. And now then this Ranchod is architect there. So he's serving in religious institution now. So he had also a very hard life. As a president he was unsuccessful, but outside he is successful. So he then joined these two buildings. And under his supervision, he connected those two buildings and created a first floor temple there. Even now it is going, it's nearly 30 years now. But this year, one temple was closed and Prabhupada was very correct that Krishna had something else in mind. So, to keep cool is the byproduct of the sincere devotion service. And keeping cool means you are always successful. Others may be upset, but you have to keep cool. That is the byproduct of our sincere devotional service. And in this material world, there are so many agitating things in front of us. Don't get agitated. Go on with your things. And that is how then the things become successful. Because you are cool and you don't worry whether it is favorable or unfavorable. This is again byproduct of devotion service. Samva siddhava siddhavacha. And this comes from the chanting. The more you sincerely chant, please try this very sincerely. And even if you can't come to the temple, don't worry. But chanting must be there. Outside people may find it difficult. But nothing is different if there is desire. So please try to make best use of the facilities which are available and try to chant very freely. Jai Shri Prabhupada ki
Jai Shri Prabhupada ki Jai.
Maharaj, can you give us
कृष्णेतिमङ्गलनाम यस्य वाचि प्रवर्तते यावत्तेषां जयस्तेषां कुतस्तेषां पराजयः. The devotees on his whose tongue Krishna's names are dancing. On whose tongue Krishna's names are always dancing. Always dancing. They're always successful. Comma. They're always glorious. Comma. How they can be defeated? Sign of question mark. There is meaning that they could not never be defeated.
How then?
How could they be defeated? Jai Sarvapada ki Jive Sadaiva Vajasundarani. Very nice. Jive Sadaiva Vajasundarani Namani Krishnasya Manoharani. Samasta Bhaktarthi Vinashanani. Govinda Damo Dharamadavetu. How nice stanza is that. Jive Sadaiva. He addresses your tongue. Jive Sadaiva Bhajasundarani. Oh my tongue, he says, that please you always chant these beautiful names of Krishna. Sundarani, Manoharani, who really steals away our mind. Manoharani, Manohara. Jive Sadaiva Bhajasundarani. Chant always. Namani Krishnasya Manoharani. These beautiful names of Krishna. And the effect is Samasta Bhaktarthi Vinashanani. Samasta means all. Bhaktarthi. Here Arti word is there. The Arti word has three meanings in Sanskrit. Arati is Gilan. Arti, A-R-T-I, Arti, is movement. I'm sorry, Arti is miseries. And separate Arati, Arati means Gilead. Arti means movement. And arti, when it is not separate, arti, there is a movement. Arti means miseries. Here the miseries meaning is there. Bhaktarti, samasta bhaktarti vinashanani. All the miseries of the devotees are completely vanished, destroyed. Sambhaktarti vinashanani. Nash means destroyed. Vinash means extra. Completely wiped off. Devotees don't have any miseries. Sincere devotees never feel that they are in a miserable condition. And this is really a misery-proof coat we have. We can't stop the rain. But we can put on the raincoat. We can't stop cold, but we can have overcoat to safeguard ourselves. So this is how we cannot stop the misery, but we become misery-proof. That is the chant. How nice it is to be Sadaiva. Always Sadaiva. Certainly. Sada always chant. Yeah. Yes, it would be worthy.